All right, and next up is Sarah Woodbury. Welcome.
Good morning. Good morning, Senator Brenner, Representative Tucker, and members of the Environment and Natural Resources Committee. My name is Sarah Woodbury. I am the Director of Advocacy for Defend Our Health, and we are here to testify in support of 1639. Maine is currently managing not only its own waste, but waste from out of state at the Juniper Ridge landfill. This landfill is state-owned and should be receiving only waste from Maine. Unfortunately, a legal loophole in Maine's waste management laws has allowed for significant landfilling from out-of-state waste in Maine's state-owned landfills, which are intended to be reserved for waste generated from Maine. The loophole classifies waste as in-state once it enters a solid waste processing facility, no matter where it's originated. And unsurprisingly, to those of you on the committee, of particular concern to us is the issue of PFAS leachate from the Juniper Ridge landfill into soil and water in the surrounding areas. PFAS has been widely identified in landfill leachate. We talked about this previously on one of our other bills. This PFAS is going to end up in sludge or in water discharged into our waterways. The source of contamination has been a particular concern of Maine's tribal communities, who are more likely to be heavily exposed to PFAS and other bioaccumulative toxins from sustenance fishing. People living near the landfill have been disproportionately impacted by the waste facility. PFAS and other toxins from the landfill can impact the soil and drinking water in the surrounding communities, exposing citizens to toxic chemicals that can lead to significant health issues. Additionally, impacted communities have been systematically excluded from the decision-making process for landfills, which leaves most of those impacted without a say in what happens in their communities. Maine needs to strengthen its weak waste policies for state-owned Juniper Ridge Landfill to help protect the surrounding communities. Maine should not be a dumping ground for toxic waste that threatens sites of historical, cultural, and spiritual significance for the Penobscot Nation, the Penobscot River and Bay, as well as drinking water for the area. We urge the committee to vote unanimously out to pass on LD 1639. Thank you for your time.
Thank you so much. Are there any questions for Sarah Woodbury from the committee? All right. I'm not seeing any. Thank you so much for joining us. We're going to take a phone call next, which is Ed Spencer.